Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah called upon people to teach their mother tongue to children in order to preserve culture and civilization. He said this yesterday while attending the launch of a documentary of newspaper Mumbai Samachar in Mumbai yesterday. The Union Minister said no other country in the world has many languages as India and no other foreign language has grammar like Indian languages. Manipur government has declared two-day holiday today and tomorrow for all schools and colleges in the state in view of the deteriorating law and order situation in the state. Schools and colleges were closed on Saturday as well after the incident in Moirang where a civilian was killed in a bomb explosion. Meanwhile, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, his party MLAs, along with the Speaker and his cabinet colleagues, met Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at Raj Bhavan yesterday. An 8-point resolution was submitted to the Governor. Around 1.79 crore activities have been reported as part of the ongoing 7th Rashtriya Bhushan Mah so far. The Bhushan Mah, which began on the 1st of September, will continue till the 30th of this month. The one-month campaign, which was launched from Gujarat, focuses on key themes including anemia, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and Bhushan P, Badhai P, along with technology for better governance across the nation. The campaign also emphasizes environmental sustainability through Ek Bed Ma Ki Naam initiative, in which plantation is encouraged across all the operational 13.95 Anganwadi centers. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said in a statement that over 20 activities have been reported on complementary feeding. According to the ministry, 756 districts from various states across the country are actively engaging in awareness drives and nutrition-focused sensitization activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in a Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 29th of this month. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. People can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received through SMS to directly give the suggestions to the Prime Minister. People can also share the input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 27th of this month. Rengma Selozi and Rengma Students' Union has called upon the government of the day to consider the importance of developing new land, Tsukin 10 IR PN Jatima Road on priority, and to ensure develop all of weather motorable road for the convenience of welfare of the citizens. The two bodies said the alternative road connecting Dimapur and state capital Kohima via Newland Dzogchen 10IR Battalion Jatima is overlooked and neglected by the state government. It therefore reminded the state government to pay attention towards the most important alternative route connecting the state capital from Nagaland Commercial Hub. Rengma Selo Z and Rengma Students' Union had a goodwill visit to Dzogchen ESC headquarters, Zeminu District, on Saturday as part of a reach-out mission to travellers in the neglected alternative road connecting Dimapur to Kohima. And in the Paris event, India wrapped up its Paralympics 2024 campaign with 29 medals. Team India achieves its best-ever haul at a single edition of the Paralympic Games. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed happiness on the superlative feats of the Indian contingent at Paris Paralympic Games. In a social media post, the President said the medal tally of 29 in Paris alone is nearly half of the 60 medals won by India in all its 13 games so far. President Murmu said, in this moment of special pride, she joins the families, coaches, nutritionists and all persons and institutions who stood by the country's Paralympics participants. The president said the stories of every medal winner and other players in the Team India need to be told and retold to celebrate their undying spirit amidst the crisis. President Momo said that these stories will inspire the nation, especially our youth. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.